What's up, bitch?
What's up, podcast world?
Welcome back to another episode
of Champ in the Sack.
I'm the Sack.
And I'm Champ.
So on today's episode of Champ in the Sack, we talk a little bit about our week and the little fart things that happened to us.
Ugh, I hate getting farted on.
And we also talk about the crazy mixed martial arts weekend.
Yeah, so ONE FC had a big event, Bellator had a big event, and
the UFC had a huge event. Also, we also talk about our favorite segment, Master Debaters.
It's good episode, guys, so please listen, okay?
Yes, or else we'll just call you a bitch.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my! He hurt him big time. He's trying to finish.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
What is up, Isaac? Back in the studio, aka my house.
Aka the trap.
How you doing, man?
Chilling, killing. Freaking, it's a sad day, Loki.
Dude, before you talk about a sad day, there's so much news that we have to go over.
Mixed martial arts was blessed this weekend.
Going pretty nutty. But why are you sad, bro? Tell us.
My boy Nipsey, bro, just got shot in plain daylight freaking here in LA. But
what was he doing, shopping?
No, so he owns a shop in LA. He owns like a clothing store. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I guess it was a drive-by. I don't know all the details yet. I just saw it and
it just happened earlier, a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah, I had a moment of silence for him in my car for a little bit.
Just chilling. What songs did he even sing, dude? I'm not a...
My favorite song by him was Key to the City. If you guys don't know that one, listen to it. He was so big. He was so good. Like, his mixtape before he even made it, he was selling it for $100 a pop, and he sold out like every time.
Fuck. His mixtape?
Dude, his freaking, little hitters, you know?
Damn, fucking guys in Venice Beach, bro, selling for $3 a pop, dude.
I know, but it's Nipsey, bro.
Damn. Yeah, anyway.
And he was, you know, Lauren London? Remember Lauren London?
Negative.
Oh, that's his girl, but yeah. Anyways.
Sucks.
Before we get started, I wanted to do a little, whatchamacallit, a little... Make you a little drink.
Hook me up, bro. Are we going to sip, dude? I know you don't like sipping.
It's sipping. This is actually sipping.
Right? So, okay, because it's a mixed drink, you're okay then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I only do bitch drinks.
What is it? Let's see. So, it's proper 12.
It's going to be like a little hitter of that, you know?
Little banger?
Little banger. Little
little shot?
Little shot.
Shot. Fill me up, bruv. There. Oh, perfect.
So, it's going to be a little hitter of that. You know, you put in like, I want to say a third. Of a third of the cup Irish whiskey. You could use whichever one you guys like. Then, but this is a proper cocktail. Ginger ale.
Ginger ale? That looks pretty tasty.
Well, I wouldn't make something that's not tasty, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is a little...
Look at those ice spears, dude.
Well, I'm...
Did those come through or what? I made them. You hand chiseled them?
Yeah, dude. Freaking because, yeah. Then you get I'd like to do it with the lime. You guys could do it with a lemon if you guys want, but I'm Mexican and lime is better. You know what I'm saying?
What is that? A little couple dribbles? Or are you going to use the whole thing?
I'm going to use this whole thing.
Here, God damn. You need a napkin or are you just going to drip all over my table?
I'll put it.
Just throw it.
I'll wipe
throw
it right here. I'll wipe it with my shirt.
No, I don't care.
And then, so you squeeze it in there, get it real nice, you know, get that moisture out of it, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is just called a proper cocktail. If you guys are just listening, it's going to be proper 12 whiskey, Irish whiskey, ginger ale, and a lime. So here you could, this is yours. Cheers.
Let's show the people what it looks like real quick.
So this is looks like a little concoction of a drink. I hope it tastes good.
Cheers, Papa.
Cheers. How is it? Just tell me.
Don't leave me hanging over here, bruv.
Bomb.
Dude, right? It's good.
Yeah, so if you guys want to try it, I recommend Proper 12 just because it supports my boy right here. that my boy, and yeah, I use this brand of proper 12 of ginger ale. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh man, this is pretty good.
Okay, so anyways, getting back to what we're gonna be talking about today. How was your weekend, bro?
My weekend was.
Let's just say your week. How was your week?
It was pretty good. I saw Captain Marvel.
Amazing, right?
Dude, don't get carried away.
Okay,
it was good.
Better than what you thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah. Okay. Because I went into thinking like negative things because of what people said. But haters. Obviously, like I told you, I have to watch it and get my own opinion.
Haters, right?
Yeah. Brie Larson, I like her, dude.
Yeah, she's good.
She did pretty good.
And didn't I tell you, like, she showed more of like a... There was a storyline to be like of how she became that boss and shit.
I was so confused in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when everything was revealed, I was mind fucked. That shit was crazy, dude. But that movie definitely was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad I saw it. Yeah. So I saw that, dude. And then last week I got another sesh on this banger right here. This tattoo banger.
Hey.
It's a... It looks crazy like that, but it's a Jesus piece. Look at it.
Oh, nice. Duh, that thing looks real. I could feel the pain on that.
Dude, it hurts.
Duh, my sins just came out of me just by looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so my boy Josh, shout out to Josh. He tattoos out of Chapman Avenue Tattoo. If you want some realism, black and gray, that guy knows what he's doing. But, dude, the sucky thing about getting tattoos... It's having kids, bro. My son fucking hangs all over my arms.
Ooh.
And I want to freaking slap him in the head, dude. It freaking hurts when he does it.
You're scabbing up and crap too, huh?
Yeah, right now it's drying up.
Damn.
It's going to start peeling soon. But yeah, I can't wait to finish on my arms. My goal is to have at least one full sleeve by the time I get married.
Yeah, you got to keep one without... That one's straight for buckets, you know?
No, fuck no. I want both. I want both blasted. But one by my wedding in October. What are we in now? April now.
April.
It is my birthday coming up this Thursday, April 4th. So
So you're going out for it or what?
Gonna be old. Going out, bro. I'm freaking gonna do old man things by myself.
Let's just go to Havana House then.
I love puffing on a cigar.
Let's do it. We'll plan it.
I'm down. For my birthday, I made an appointment for Just Float, those isolation tanks.
Ooh.
Yeah, fucking Joe Rogan has one in his studio, all crazy.
You just freaking chill and shit?
I'm probably going to smoke before, get a little high and free my mind, bruv.
Do some Mary Jane.
But, oh, another big thing is Brianna's going back to work tomorrow. My girlfriend has been off work for like 6 or 7 months because we had a baby, and she's going to work tomorrow, dude. And our baby isn't taking the bottle. We've been trying, and she's the most stubborn. She's like her mom, stubborn. She's like, super stubborn, man. Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. And
I feel like when she gets hungry, she'll take it.
Dude, we've tried every bottle, every nipple. I freaking even let her suck on my boobie a little bit, dude, before. I'm just kidding. But
no,
dude,
you're not.
We've tried everything, dude. We're going mad, so we don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna play it by ear. Damn. But so yeah, dude, it's been pretty nutty.
We should invent something then, dog. We should make a bottle that looks like a straight up tit, dude.
They say that all the bottles say closest to a boob, but it's like, dude, make a boob, bro.
I know. I want something like if I have a son and he looks at it, he'll get a boner, you know? That's what I want, dog. No, when I remember when I was little, I was probably like, dude, not even lying, I was probably like 5 or 6. Like, I would watch Titanic all day just for that one part, dog.
That one scene?
Just for Johnny, like a little French girl, and dude, I was like, my body was confused. I would just like watch it. I didn't even know what was going on, but I would watch it, and it felt like all the power going to like my little north or my little south region. You know what I'm saying? Hit that little like that my little Southern America. You know. So I was like, yeah. I remember like my hands would shake too sometimes watching it, and I, the more I got older, I started calling it Titanic. You know what I'm saying?
Titanic, dude. That part was pretty gnarly.
But yeah, that was the first time I was ever exposed. It just shows you that, dog, you could be, you know what a titty is at that age, bro.
I know.
So they, we should make that. That's
all. I had the VHS of Titanic, dude. Me too,
bro.
Two tapes. They were like fucking 3 hours each. Damn. Dude, those things were pretty. It's a long movie, but I know. Heck,
I think I probably like, that was the most watched movie I've ever watched in my entire life was Titanic.
How many times did you jerk off to that scene, dude?
When I was little, I don't even know what it was. I was just like, I'll just rub up against my, like, I'd rub up against like the blanket or whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't even think I knew how to do that crap.
Oh,
at that age.
Yes. Oh, man. That is classic.
I'll just live with my little, my member just, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. So that was my week. What about you? How's your week been?
Kind of uneventful, but I got my results back for my Ancestry.com.
Did you really?
Yeah. And well, I mean, that was like, actually that was like 2 weeks ago.
What are you, white boy?
But I thought about it again, like, recently. No, actually, so it's so weird. I'm freaking 50% Native American.
That's Mexican.
But see, I don't, like, yeah, it said like Arizona based, like crap like that. Like, not crap like that, but yeah. Anyways, yeah.
It's probably, I don't
yeah,
know.
I'm thinking mostly Mexican too, yeah. So I'm thinking mostly Mexican. I was like 23% Spanish, like 7% Italian. I don't know, whatever. But I was freaking trying to get, I had, because it said Native American, I was like, dog, don't they get benefits?
You need to get paid, bruh. You need to find out what tribe you're from.
No, that's what I was saying. So I looked it up and it said you have to be from a tribe. And I'm like, dog, like, I'm just going to say I'm from the Fugawi tribe. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to move to the tribe.
No, dog, the Fugawi tribe. Because they're going to be like, well, what tribe are you from? The Fugawi. Be like, Fugawi? And be like, yeah, because I went on Ancestry.com just to find out, what the fuck are we? You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck are we? You're a fucking idiot. Oh, my God. No,
then, so I'm hoping that works. I'm hoping that little, I'm hoping that'll make them laugh. And be like, you know what, dog? We'll start that tribe for you.
Fugawi.
The Fugawis, you know what I'm saying?
Dude,
you know
some of those Indians make fucking coin. Native Americans.
Don't, hey, coin. My people, I need my land back. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, some make a lot, but then some don't make fuck all, and they're like dirt poor.
Yeah,
I feel bad for those guys.
I'll quit my job. She.
Damn. Anyway. No,
then, so that was that, and then freaking when I was buying, I was at the market for something. Freaking some lady in front of me. Mine, okay, I'm going to paint a little picture, all right? So I go to the market. What did I... Oh, I bought beers. Bought a six-pack of beers because mm-hmm. I'm a heavy alcoholic, you know?
Functioning alcoholic.
No, I'm just kidding. No, so I went to buy some beers. And it's just me. And then I walk. I'm holding the six-pack in one hand, I'm on my phone in the other. I notice there's just one person in front of me. So I'm just standing there. I don't know. I hear a little poot, dog. It's a little poot.
That's so
some
gross.
Lady. Some lady.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so crazy you say that.
No, yeah, it's a lady. Yeah, it's like she had a pooper on her, dude. She had a little dumper, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a solid little little poot.
So and what
like,
happened?
Oh, she's tooted and pooted, you know what I'm saying? So I left. Like, I didn't say anything to make a noise. I was like, just like, whatever. It's her body or whatever. But, dog, then the smell just...
slapped you in the face.
Some serious nose violence going on there.
That's you know so disgusting.
Like, I'm thinking, like, my nose was probably, like, the Jussie Smollett, and her ass is the Chicago, you know what I'm saying? The people in Chicago... Like, but instead of freaking being Jussie Smollett, it was like just smell it. And then her ass wasn't Chicago, it was Chicago, dog. Fucking straight up on my nose, dude.
Your puns are out of control, dude.
But no, she so she farted and that was disgusting.
You didn't say anything?
No, I plugged my nose. I made sure like they understood. I was like, oh god damn.
Speaking of farts, dude, real quick.
Tell me.
This week I wanna go do my laundry, dude. And this guy came in. Sat right next to me, and I was just like, oh, whatever. He said what's up to some of the people there. I guess he was like a local cat.
We were sitting, a little sitting shit next dude, to you, or what?
Dude, we were sitting there. I was next to him. This fucking guy lifted his leg up and went. I was like, dude, I looked at this fucking guy. I said, what the fuck are you doing, dude? And he looked at me, and he was just like, oh, dude, I wanted to freaking give him a left hook to the throat, bro. I was so fucking pissed.
Oh my
god! If you're gonna fart, dude, the door was right next to him. He could have fucking stepped outside for 2 seconds.
He lifted up his leg. That's a serious one, dude.
Dude, disrespect, bro.
That's a serious one.
I moved. I had to go sit in another seat.
Yeah,
I
was a serious assault. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I was so pissed. I hit him up a little bit, but he was some old timer.
Was he old, like Mexican dude or what?
Oh, he's a white guy. But he was just that's not even worse. He's not even washing clothes. He was watching the fucking TV. I'm like, bro, you don't have a life? Dude, go home. Well, go do something.
What if he does that on his pastime? He just likes to go around farting on people.
I don't know, bro. I almost freaking.
That seems fun to me,
actually. Went to jail for murder that day. That shit's disgusting. Well,
he should go to jail for freaking pooting on you, bro.
You should have hit up that lady.
Oh, we should have a fart off between them.
That's so gross. Let's find them.
We'll do a UFC Ultimate Farting Championship.
Too much. Dude, but speaking of Ultimate Farting Championships, dude, this weekend, overload with fights.
Let me start off by that's another thing with my weekend. Me and my brother took my dad to go watch a Bellator fight at the Pechanga Resort.
Hey. Casino. Did you eat the lobster dinner?
No, we ate at Yard House before that. Mm. But yeah, but Yard House is bomb AF.
I fuck with Yard House.
Dude, have you tried their pokey nachos?
Negative. They have bomb. A big beer selection.
I know, but my dad doesn't drink and I don't want to drink around him. He's kind of not for it, you know what I'm saying?
He's an OG Catholic.
He's an apostolic and I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm saying. No, but yeah, so we took him to Yard House for that and then yeah, so the fights were sick, though. My boy, when I used to wrestle at Rio Hondo, you never heard of Joey. Have you ever heard of Joey Davis?
Joey Diaz, yeah.
No, Joey Davis is a freaking Division II champ wrestler in college. But he's in Bellator now. He won first round knockout, freaking badass. And then
fuck, did you know that guy? Or you just seen him around?
No, I don't know him personally, but I've met him at one time before. Yeah. I've seen him a couple times, but
for those of you who don't know, there was a Bellator fight, UFC fight, and one championship fight. Yep. So that's why there's so much
fucking news. Yeah,
crazy stuff.
I don't want to go on too much of a rant about Bellator, but there was a good fight. It was an inspirational fight to a lot of people. It's a guy named Daniel Strauss. I don't know if you
negative.
Yeah, he's a 145er, but he was in a motorcycle accident back in 2017, and he. Dude, they didn't even think he was going to walk again. Damn. Let alone think... Dude, just look him up later. Daniel Strauss, motorcycle, that's it.
Came back swinging, bro?
Dude, he came back and won the fight by first round knockout, dude. Fuck. No, first round choke, but he knocked him down, then choked him out.
Damn, that's sick.
Sick out. Dude, he's like... He was crying after, and it's like... It gave you goosebumps, dude. Like, literally made everybody in there emotional. It was crazy. That's sick. Dude, his story is amazing.
Was everyone going nutty?
Yeah, we all went insane, dude. Like... I was just happy for him, dude.
That's sick.
And then, then the UFC fight the next day. Oh, no, wait. Also, I met Dan Henderson.
Dude,
the OG and Hoist Gracie.
You met Hoist?
You didn't see the picture I put up?
No, you posted five.
Yeah, then you probably did see it. I don't know. Anyways, I met Hoist Gracie, and it's crazy. We were sitting there, and as I see him, I'm like, dude, none of this would be here without that man right there.
Dude, 100%.
Dude, there would be no... Mixed martial arts wouldn't be anywhere it is today without that dude. So mad respect to the OGs. Hoist Gracie, you're a legend. You're probably not gonna listen to this, but Dan Henderson, freaking legend. We love you.
Did you
guys
switch his digits, dude? Switch your digits with Dan?
Well, me and Dan Henderson, I don't wanna get there yet. We'll talk about
a little teaser. Flicking the bean a little bit, get you a little toasty.
Get moist real quick.
Dude, that's sick.
Get you ready for that.
That's sick that you got to meet some of those guys, though. Yeah. Especially the Gracies.
Yeah, then also freaking tell them about the UFC fights.
Dude, I don't even know too much. Oh, you didn't dude, watch those them two fat upsets
that I showed
that
you?
That I didn't think was going to happen. Fucking
Barboza getting knocked.
Dude, who would have thought Barboza?
Well, you know what? Okay, so I knew there was a big chance just because he doesn't take pressure too well. And Justin Gaethje, he's the most pressure fighter in the UFC.
I was shocked. I don't really follow him that much, but...
Dude, he never backs down. Every time he's gotten knocked out, it's because he's getting countered or something like that.
I heard he's the most violent man in the UFC right now.
I don't know about...
Do you agree?
He brings violence, 100%. He's always going for it. He's always like pushing forward, always swinging.
Throwing. I can't believe though.
When you watch him, you know what I think?
What?
Chingasso time.
This one's a swing all day, all night?
All day. Like, that's sick though.
Dude, I'm surprised he got Barbosa, dude, with that freaking fat right, no?
Yeah, it was overhand.
Dude, right, that shit was fucking nuts.
But he had rocked him early, and like from there, you just knew it was a matter of time. And then, yeah, knocked him out cold. And then also,
was that round one or round two?
Round one, bro. Like freaking, like I think less than 2 minutes.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he rocked him really early on.
That's crazy. Another fucking big upset.
Michael Johnson and just dude something Emmett, just I don't know, something like that. But yeah, that fight was sick. You know what's crazy is he was losing. It was third round. He was losing all like the entire fight pretty much because Michael Johnson's fast,
dude. And he's good at stand up boxing. Dude, his boxing is
that's the thing. His boxing is so fast. Like his hands, dude. People underrate his footwork, dude. Yeah. If you see like his footwork, it sets up a lot of those punches. Like his 1-2s are super fast, but because how he shuffles his feet, I don't know. But anyways, he was like tagging him the entire fight, and then yeah, he caught him with a nasty timed right. I think it was right hook.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. I can't. My homie sent me the clips too, because I didn't catch a fights, but I had Barbosa and Johnson for the W's, dude.
That's what I had
and,
too.
Yeah, everyone fucking got bent over.
Yeah, well, you see that there's a middleweight fight. It was this guy named something Hermanson versus David Branch, and Branch is like, he's a black belt under Henzo Gracie for jiu-jitsu, and he got choked out by this Hermanson, dude.
Do you think he got lashed?
I think he's well, he's done in the U. I mean, David Branch is good, but it's like he loses the fights he's supposed to win. Man.
Yeah,
that's what sucks. And he's come up big on some good fights, but like the fights he's supposed to win, he loses them.
Yeah, who got fight of the night?
So the fight of the night was Justin Gaethje and Barbosa, and the performance of the night, Hermanson. Then there was actually a fight that happened early on the card. Damn, I forgot which one it was.
Prelim?
Yeah, it was a prelim. But he was losing. Dude, he was losing all three rounds. Literally, like, the last 10 seconds, he catches the dude in the triangle choke.
Those sick. Are the sickest, yeah,
it was
dude.
Dude, was sick-ass comeback. Like, literally, like, I think there was, like, a minute left or something.
Damn, that's freaking nuts, dude. Yeah. Those knockouts are pretty gnarly. That shit's crazy, yeah, dude.
If you guys just go back and look at them, just UFC Philadelphia, and you guys will see the results.
Yeah.
Sick fights. One of the best fight cards I've seen in a while, dude.
Fuck, I wish super I caught fights. It. Yeah, because super good the fights. Last fights have been a little dull to me.
Yeah. Just up until, like, the main events. Dude, every main event this month, dude,
has been
Chingasu time, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what I like to hear. What are the next big fights coming up?
Next, we got...
isn't there one in July? Jones, dude.
No, I know. Dude, we're going to go. I'm going to that one, dog.
Where is it at?
Vegas, bro.
Okay, have fun.
Go with this.
Okay, thanks, bro. Thanks for the invite, dude.
I'm telling you.
Me and Isaac, for you guys that are listening and watching, we're fake friends. Only on fucking one day a week. When we meet up, we're friends.
Yeah, other than that, like, I talk shit behind his back, like, all that shit. Like,
who's all rolling? You don't know yet?
I don't know. So I think it's just me and my brother are the ones that talked about it so far. Me and J-Dog.
It's going to be crazy.
But, yeah, so, yeah, John Jones, Nunes, Holly Holm.
Dude, what's up with your
Dos Santos. Wait, hear me out. Dos Santos and Ngannou. And then we got, Ben Askren versus Jorge Masvidal.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
What happened with the rematch? Dude, I don't like Askren at all,
Nah, you know what? He's,
don't be scared to say it.
No,
dude.
His wrestling is good. I give him that. I think he's gonna beat Jorge Masvidal.
I don't like him at all. See,
he has the style that's gonna beat Jorge, or that can beat Jorge Masvidal.
What? Just press him and
it's
fucking.
Pressure, it's pressure. Yeah, it's like as much as it isn't like a fan favorite style, it's gonna beat. That's always been his Achilles heel. Jorge
Masvidal.
Boring
style, dude.
Yeah.
Boring.
But yeah, that's a sick fight. I think next is Max Holloway versus Poirier.
Dude, that's going to be a fight. Nutty fight.
Israel Adesanya.
Everyone loves that guy, especially you,
him,
huh?
Hell yeah. That's the next, well, to me, he's like the next McGregor. Like a watered down McGregor, you know?
Fuck. What's up with your boy, dude?
The homie?
Take him off the wall, dude.
No.
Fuck. Nah, you're retiring? Know why? Because he got fucking.
That's contract negotiations. He did this same shit 3 years ago, dog. Like.
That's what I heard, but this time seems
It doesn't seem legit. It doesn't seem legit. The reason why is because he's still training and crap. Like he's
He's gonna train forever, dude.
No, he said when he retires, he's gonna get fat. It's always been his thing. He always wants to be like the like. He wants to retire like being the fat like freaking just boss, dude. Yeah. Like, and he's the way he's talking shit on people is like he's still talking crap to people.
Yeah, but he's showing a lot of respect to a lot of fighters.
Not
that
to Jose Aldo.
He's never because Jose Aldo's a bitch. He fucking celebrated his loss. What fucking lame ass does that?
Well, he just talked shit to him like 2 days ago, just like saying like I starched him in a GIF, like in a GIF. And then he's talking crap with Khabib. Him and Khabib are going back at it. Like he's gonna fight again. It's just contract negotiation. It's because he wants
the main. He wants to ownership, be main, and he wants to be main event too.
Well, he deserves that big time.
Come on, dude.
You don't think he deserves main event?
Yeah, but he's not at the peak that he used to be.
But dude, who's gonna say? So you put someone over him when he's the one selling the pay per view?
You don't think Lesnar could and. Fucking that's the DC only,
like,
could.
I believe I said that a few weeks ago that the only fight that he deserved that it would make sense to put him as co-main event is that Cormier.
Isn't that the one they told him about? And he said
well,
no.
Because
no,
then
no.
Shortly after he retired, they made the John Jones Thiago Santos the main event. So I believe even if John Jones was the main event, McGregor still needs to be or McGregor should be the main event.
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
Dude, because he. He's responsible for whatever pay-per-view they sell on whatever card he's on.
Did you hear Dana saying that he said he wanted to be part owner of the company? And he said, yeah, you could fucking give us a lot of money and then you could be a part owner.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But that's it. That's you buy shares and that's it. You're not going to be fucking.
And that's what he's saying. He like now he's calling out like Mark Wahlberg and shit. You see that?
He's saying, Connor?
Yeah, he's saying like, I'll fight Mark Wahlberg for his shares or whatever. But. It's just contract negotiations, dude. They'll come to some kind of resolution.
He should fight Sylvester Stallone, dude. He is fucking chairs, too.
Yeah, but he's old as shit, too.
I think a TMZ guy asked him a question about the UFC, and he was like, that fucking guy doesn't know, dude.
Well, I don't know, but or Adrian. They fought in Philadelphia, too.
Oh, fuck.
How about that freaking Eddie Alvarez saying he never lost the tournament? I never lost a tournament fight before, so. The first fight, dog, in one FC.
So Mighty Mouse. For those of you who don't know, Demetrius Johnson, aka Mighty Mouse, and Eddie Alvarez. Does he have a fucking bitch ass nickname?
Eddie, the Underground King.
They made their debut, in one FC. They're really big in Asia. It's a. Fucking the UFC of Asia. Fuck yeah, hook me up. So we went to the first open workout 1FC had in the US where we talked to Eddie Alvarez, Mighty Mouse, Misha Tate, Rich Franklin, and people were asking them questions, obviously. But Eddie Alvarez, he came off a little cocky to me, dude. And I was like, dude, chill the fuck out, bro. You're not.
Didn't make it in the UFC. Well, he did. He became champ.
So. Yeah. He's not that. I mean, he's good. He's not that good. He was getting winded in fucking the open workout. And he was like, how much time left? Which was super funny because everyone laughed. But, dude, he came off so cocky. He said that he never loses a tournament fight.
So, yeah. 1FC does things a little bit different than the UFC. They do tournament style.
Which is sick. You want to explain that?
Yeah, so they basically like... they'll start off like a bracket. 8 fighters. And then whoever wins out of the first round goes on the second round. And they fight the next 4. And then, yeah.
Which I think is pretty tight.
Yeah, because it's better than just people like, oh, this fight makes more money, so we're going to make this fight instead of doing what's right. And
that's I think that's what UFC struggles with is, dude, you can only make so many super fights. Like, you don't have that many names. Yeah. But, oh, fuck. But anyway, he lost, dude. TKO. Yep. First round. Dude, I was like, damn.
I was shocked in that one because, I mean... Especially in Asia, like it's hard to keep up with fighters from Asia because there's so many.
So many. They have so many people on their roster.
Dude, we're not familiar with those names at all. It's like Shintaku Kim Pichikawa.
Ling Lang Xing Lang.
Tapatiao.
Annyeonghaseyo.
And they pronounce it all weird.
No disrespect. But we don't really know the Asian fighters.
That fight culture is just different than over here.
Yeah, but dude, when I was seeing the fight, the highlights, dude, the nasty. Fans too though were going nutty, dude. I was like, damn, this shit's loud. So maybe it is true that 20 million people viewed an event.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so and Eddie Alvarez lost.
For those of you that don't know, that was our first ever media appearance.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was even before we even started doing our podcast. Yeah. But it's pretty sick.
Anyways, oh, and then
Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah, dude, Mighty Mouse victorious. See how
nasty that crank was on it.
It looked like he was having trouble though, bro.
No, so he was adjusting his hands. Oh, you're talking about
during the fight. Yeah. Okay. During the fight.
What was that? That was second round, right? I believe it was second
round. Yeah, second round. I thought he was having a little bit of trouble, dude.
But he went up 10 pounds for this fight.
Did he really?
Yeah, because over there they don't allow nasty weight cuts.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's better, yeah. But I think they allow a little bit more like on the supplements and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I'm not saying he's doing it. I mean,
No wonder Vitor signed with them.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what I'm saying. I hope we get TRT Vitor.
He got the W. He finished. It looked nasty, like a guillotine, huh?
It was a guillotine, but like it looks like he was cranking his neck at the same time. So freaking nasty.
People were going fucking crazy. That's the fight when I saw people were going crazy, and dude.
I feel like he made the perfect move going to Asia because, I mean, the people, like, they're more into, like, the actual martial art of it. They're not into, like, the
beef and shit talking.
Yeah, they're not really about that. So I think he made the perfect move because who's more of like a martial artist than Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah, he was never about the shit talking really either.
He's such a nice guy. I've met him a couple times.
Even the celebration seemed fucking
sick, huh?
Animated. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won and he went.
Yeah,
that shit was fucking hilarious. Picture
like a freaking Avatar dude.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Oh man, that shit's funny. But dude, I'm super stoked for him for getting the W. Do you watch him on Twitch at all? Have you ever seen any of his Twitch shit?
I don't watch no Twitch shit.
Why, dude? Too much nerds?
Yeah. I mean, I'm twitching right now.
Anyway, that was freaking
I know a little Twitch bitch.
There was so many fights.
There's some dude, amazing dude. If you're an MMA fan, you had no reason to leave home because you're just freaking enjoying the weekend of MMA.
Yeah,
freaking sick as fuck.
But if you have a life, then
yeah. If you guys like, if you guys want to go do other stuff, but I'm an MMA nerd. Fuck it, that's my homework. I'll do it all day.
My homework. Nice. Anyway, dude. Now that we're overloaded on fucking MMA news, we're going to switch to our segment we like to call Master Debaters. Bing. We don't have a fucking segue to that yet.
If you guys want to help a brother out, then just give us a good little tune, you know?
Yeah, something that's like Master Debaters. Sounds like Master Debaters.
Master Debaters. Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, what's on the debate?
So we put it in our story, and you guys helped us out a lot. You guys gave us some good ideas to put up.
What was the weirdest one someone said, dude?
what?
I
don't want to put nobody in the spot, but
people said weird stuff.
A couple. We got a couple weird ones.
Let's hear it. No. Let the people hear. Oh, we'll save them for next time.
Yeah, we'll save them for next time.
I don't know, by the way. I want to hear, but I guess Isaac's scared.
Yeah, I don't want to put nobody on the spot, you know. All
right,
especially for all the listeners to hear.
Yeah, we have like we got 1,000 followers, so.
No, but we got a good one. It's Tupac versus Biggie.
Hey.
And you said you were Team Biggie before, so.
Dude. East Coast, bro.
I need to hear Jesus Christ.
There's a freaking little fly in here.
I need to hear your reason why.
I don't have the only reason is I dug his music more than I did Tupac's. Tupac had some bangers, dog. But dude, Biggie. I mean, fucking mostly every song that plays, you're like, fuck yeah. Tupac was the what I liked about Tupac is that he was smart as a motherfucker, dude.
Dude, he's only 25.
I know, dude. He was.
R.I.P. Goat, though.
Yeah, dude. He was ahead of the game, I think, as a person. But, dude, Biggie had some. Had just the bangers he had to me were like, fuck. That was pretty nutty.
Yeah, I mean,
I like both of them, obviously, but I'd rather listen to Listen to some Biggie Smoke. Other than
Tupac. I'm them dangerous. Ain't nobody can bang with us.
Dude, that fucking song straight, he has with the Bone Thugs. Jesus.
Straight up, we know ageless.
I heard that song when I was getting blasted. I was like,
oh, label us notorious.
Damn. Do I sound just like him or what?
Yeah, dude. You're tripping me out.
Tupac all day, bro.
All day, every day?
Every day. Dude, I'll just based off this, right? You ever heard that song, Me and My Bitch by Biggie?
Yes.
Girl, you look so good. I'll suck on your daddy's dick. Bro, what kind of... When have you ever seen a girl and been like, damn, I want to suck her daddy's dick, bro?
I'm down, dog.
Like, why would you put... Dude, he has no good homies that were like, hey, dog, it's probably not a
you
good...
You think someone told him?
Well, someone should have. Dude, obviously no one did because that's like... I mean, that's not... his persona at all. Freaking.
So some of the bad bitches you've had in the past, you wouldn't suck their dad's dick?
Yeah, I'm obviously not gonna do that. I wouldn't, because I'm trying to get that.
He doesn't mean it literally, dog.
What mindset is could he be in to where it's like
my mindset? That's something I fucking think about.
Goodness, it's like, girl, man.
So some of his lyrics you don't agree with?
I want to get that shit straight from the source. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never freaking thought that before. Like, I wonder what her daddy's dick tastes like. You know what I'm saying? Like, nice to meet you, sirs. I love your daughter. I like hanging out with her. Can I suck your dick?
Well, whip that dick out. No, I'm
nervous. No, but that's my argument for that. For, I mean, towards Biggie. I mean, I love Biggie. He has some good, dude, some amazing songs. But Tupac, man, All Eyes on Me album.
All eyes on me.
Dude, every song is a banger. Freaking.
Every song was a banger?
Most of them,
dude. I heard War that motherfucker stories. Wrote like 3 songs a day, dude.
Dude, he wrote. Dude, when he was in prison, he wrote like 100 songs or something like that.
He could have like 20 albums, probably.
Well, dude, he's sold like so much while he's been dead. It's freaking ridiculous. But, I mean, obviously, both of them are like on the freaking like Mount Rushmore of hip hop, yeah. For sure. But. Tupac to me is the all-time GOAT.
Dude, R.I.P. both of those guys. Gone before their damn their time,
dude, what's
bro.
Up with these rappers dying so young,
nuts,
dude.
Nuts, X, fucking no, Tupac. Dude, Biggie, your homeboy.
Yeah. Nipsey Hussle, dude.
Nipsey Hussle.
R.I.P., bro.
Dude, that's
one. You know what? This one's to all our boys that died, you know what I'm saying? And to Conor McGregor.
Would you suck Conor McGregor's dick, yes or no?
You know what? That's the only person I'd be like, you know what? I suck your daddy's dick.
Fuck, that shit's crazy, dog.
No, so that's our debate. I'll put up the poll. You guys can let us know who you guys got, Tupac or Biggie. And then, yeah, we'll get our results from there. And then our next one was actually submitted by another MMA page. I forget the name. Oh, I'm being stupid, but.
Look it up, dude. We need to give him a shout out.
Let me look it up real quick.
And then start the video back. Ugh. Actually, you don't have to start the video back. I'm just going to do the end view for the end.
All right. So, our last one. Fuck, bitch. Damn, I'm sorry. I'm freaking being stupid right now.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Oh. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. Dun
dun dun dun dun. Frazier MMA.
Frazier MMA?
Freja. So, sure. So shout out to Freja MMA. Freja MMA on Instagram. He submitted our next topic, which is actually super fights. Versus rankings.
Hey,
that's a good one. I mean,
that is a good one.
So, what would you think is like right to go off of, or like what would you pick?
I think what's right to go off is rankings, obviously.
Yeah.
But dude,
the money making move.
Yes, the West Coast, the U.S., especially the West Coast, like the big name fighters, dude. Yeah. And I fall into that category.
And obviously, I mean, you can't go wrong against freaking Mayweather versus McGregor. Yeah. There's a reason why we all tuned in to watch it.
Yeah, because dude. We're not going to fucking want to watch like some top 10 guy that no one really follows.
I think that's probably the better fight. It would end up being like the more exciting, more meaningful fight. But at the end of the day, we all want to see freaking...
So you're a big name too.
I think there's a reason why why those super fights make so much money is because people want to watch them, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, mine would be the super fights because they're super exciting. I like the shit talking.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I had to say about 1FC when they were talking about, oh, it's all about respect and mixed martial arts. And
see, over there, that probably is their super fight. You know, is the true martial artist. That's probably why Bruce Lee was so big. He was huge over there, dude, because he was about the martial art. But over here, we're all about like that gangster shit.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's fine over there, but what can they do to fucking capture our attention over to want to watch the fights? Obviously, a lot of people probably saw the Demetrius Johnson and Eddie Alvarez because they're pretty big names.
Yeah.
So that's why. So my thing is, I don't want to watch the super fights, dude. I mean, rankings is right, dude. Should be the way to go. But if you're not making noise and people aren't looking in your direction, then people aren't interested.
What even got my attention too was like the McGregor versus Khabib, that actually was the right matchup to make, and it ended up being a super fight, you know. So I think if you build yourself up the right way, like going through these people, and like you have to do
what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you are dominant. I think the rankings, if you're like a number one contender, but all of your fights have been decision and your fights are boring, then maybe don't go off of the rankings. And but like when McGregor did fight Khabib, it was the highest ever pay-per-view fight, but it actually was the two best people in the division.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That is a tricky. It's like a tricky it's a tricky thing to judge because it's. I think like if Khabib fought Tony Ferguson, it would be a huge pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's a good one too. Dude,
fuck yeah, that's a fight to make.
I'm 50-50 on it, man. But if I had to choose, probably be super fights.
Yeah. So if you're top 10 and people don't really know who you are, make some fucking noise, bro. Exactly. That's what it means. Yeah, that's what people want to see.
You'll sell the pay-per-view. You'll get attention, and it'll become a huge fight.
Kind of like Colby. Like,
yeah,
he's a fucking bitch, but he makes a lot of noise. I'd see his fight, dude. I think he's a good fighter. I just don't like the way he's doing it, but
You want to tune in to watch him lose.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's like how Nick Diaz was back in the day. Like, he would talk so much crap, be all controversial, and then you wanted to see him fight freaking GSP. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah.
But that's what we got. I wanted to go off the next thing, the results of our past poll we did, which was Marvel versus DC.
Who won, bro?
And then In-N-Out versus The Habit, which I kind of had a feeling I was going to
lose. I already know both of them.
I had a feeling I was going to lose that one anyways, but...
You lost both.
Oh, I didn't?
Oh, wait, you got Marvel.
Come on, bro.
Sorry.
So, on our first poll, which is actually The Habit versus In-N-Out, myself, I was going for The Habit just because I was basing it off quality, not off freaking the grease and cheese stuck to the wrap.
Those fries, dog.
Talking about that grease freaking hitting your bottom and shit. Like, right away, you have to take a shit.
In-N-Out, bro.
But yeah.
I'm probably going to go get In-N-Out right now before work. Dude, I love it. Who won, dude?
In-N-Out beat The Habit 75% to 25%. So.
I'm dizzy.
Those 25%, I respect you guys.
Those 25%, unfollow us and don't listen to us. Just kidding.
Yeah, then Marvel versus DC was our next one. And we both picked Marvel just solely based on
coolness.
Yeah, just freaking being good ass shit. Yeah, Marvel won 82% to 18%.
Who was the 18? Call their names out, bro, and block them.
He's all getting blocked right now.
Nah, I'm just joking. Marvel, brev.
But yeah, and so there was also some more suggestions, but we'll save those for
next
time.
What was the weirdest one, see?
Let's see what we got. Let's see. We got a couple right here. Actually, that's a good one. Let's see.
The weirdest ones I said.
Let me see here. Sorry. I'm gonna... oh, there's like hundreds right here. Okay, so. Should we do this one?
Yeah, say it. What is it?
God or Satan?
End of our show, bro.
Okay, wait, let's just fake debate this now. Let's just fake it. That's
the end of our
let's
show.
Let's just fake debate it. Let's just fake debate it. All
right. Oh my god.
So who? I mean, shout out to whoever sent that in, dog. So God versus Satan.
Oh my god.
Oh, God versus Satan.
I think I choose God.
Let's see, one freaking's gonna like
just one's be a, gonna torment us yeah, for forever, eternity, and then, you know,
stick a pineapple up your ass like you did in a fucking Little Nicky. Yeah, one's freaking the god of mischief and evil and shit, and yeah, so what reason why would you choose that person to live with? I don't know. So yeah, I think God's an easy one.
Yeah,
that's the end of the debate right there.
Thanks.
Let's put up that poll, God versus Satan. No, I was just kidding. I'm sure you guys met well. Yeah, so that's basically that. That's the end of Master Debaters. So is there any message you want to leave the people off with before we end off?
Thank you so much for everyone who's been tuning in and watching. We are on like 6 platforms now. Some podcast platforms that people don't even know of.
But still, Spotify's, dude, I'm so happy we're with Spotify now.
Next, we should be coming up on Apple Podcasts for those who fuck with that, which is like majority of the people. But we are in Spotify and Anchor Podcasts, which is like the two biggest ones. We're on Google Podcasts, a few other ones. They're in the link in the description. So go check it out, download, and listen.
Wait, I want to show the people my hand real quick. See how my knuckle pops out of place? Anyways,
did your brothers do that too?
No.
Oh.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys. You guys don't know how much we appreciate the listens, the follows. Share us, and we will definitely give you guys some shout-outs if you guys send in your suggestions. Keep a wrinkle in it. Until next time.
Later.
Bye.